Kashneff on his birthday told Associated Press he looked much better than when Maxwell saw Bryashnev last in April. Mixed sleet and snow are likely later tonight. It'll all change to rain before dawn. A low temperature around 4 degrees below freezing is expected. Rain will be with us until Thursday, when it will start to clear off. The chance of rain or snow is 60% tonight and tomorrow, 70% by tomorrow night. The winds from the northeast around 10 miles an hour tonight and tomorrow. Now, right now it's 3 degrees, that's 38 degrees Fahrenheit. The relative humidity is 75%. That's news from Radio Orange. I'm Russ Roberts.
Doesn't that mean anything if I threw away my pride? I wanted to. I've got love enough for two, but I'll never use a girl if I don't have you.
Just heard Nicolette Larson, A Lot of Love. Hamilton, Joe, Frank, and Reynolds, Don't Pull Your Love on Radio Orange, 11 after 8 o'clock now. When you Christmas shop in downtown Orange, Ricketts Cardinal Drugs leads the way with gift ideas. Timex watches, toys and games of all kinds, stationary Old Spice gift sets to make him smell real good. From $288, Sunbeam Hand Mixer, $839. A 5.5-quart slow cooker, just $11.25. Clairol's lighted mirror, $12.98. And you really ought to have a smoke alarm in your house. Or maybe you know somebody that doesn't have one and needs one. Well, Sunbeam smoke alarms are $15.89 at Ricketts. And you get a $5 rebate when you buy one. A water pick shower massage, just $13.19 at Ricketts Drugs. It's your one-stop gift center in Orange.
Santa's sleigh's been found. The contest is over. To the many hundreds of listeners who sent in entries after spending hours with atlases, geography books, and such, to those who just took some wild guesses, in fact, to all of you in the Radio Orange listening area, best wishes from all of our contest sponsors for a Merry, Merry Christmas and a very Happy New Year.
And here are some of the sponsors, Wayne Haig and Preston Hale of Community Cardinal Drug, Walton Brooks of Brooks Insurance and Real Estate, and Cy Burton of Burton Excavation. Johnny Mathis with a few of my favorite things on Radio Orange.
Raindrops on roses and whiskers on kittens, bright copper kettles and warm woolen mittens, brown paper packages tied up with strings. These are a few of my favorite things. Cream-colored ponies and crisp apple strudels, doorbells and sleigh bells and schnitzel with noodles, wild geese that fly with the moon on their wings. These are a few of my favorite things. Girls in white dresses with blue satin sashes, snowflakes that stay on my nose and eyelashes, silver-white winters that melt into springs. These are a few of my favorite things. When the dog bites, when the bee stings, when I'm feeling sad, I simply remember my favorite things, and then I don't feel so bad. Silver white winters that melt into spring. These are a few of my favorite things. When the dog bites, when the bee stings, when I'm feeling sad, I simply remember my favorite things, and then I don't feel so bad.
been such a long time since I was there with you. Think of 100 things that we can do. When the days are long and nights are filled with smiles and laughter, oh, west wind, filling my sails and giving me time to spend with you again, oh, west wind, sail away like a dream coming back again. Filling my sails and giving me time to spend with you again. Oh, westward wind, sail away like a dream coming back again.
You sit around moping, crying, crying. You say you even thinking about time? Well, before you do anything rash, dig this. Everybody plays the fool sometime. There's no exception to the rule.
Falling in love.
main ingredient in everybody plays the fool. 21 past 8 now. Like the character Tim and Monty Python in the Holy Grail, the weatherman's out there in the damp calling for mixed sleet and snow tonight. He is high on a hill. But later on, that mixed sleet and snow will change to rain by morning. Occasional rain likely tomorrow, a high temperature around 40. Occasional rain likely again tomorrow night. It'll all end Thursday. Right now it's 3 degrees, 38 degrees Fahrenheit. The relative humidity is 75%. When I'm in my Walter Mitty mood, I sometimes feel that I would be a great pirate. Perhaps one day I will star in a swashbuckling motion picture where I swing in from the yard arm. I don't even know what into the boat I'm on. Anyhow, I'll swing in from the yard arm and say, all-you-can-eat seafood buffet, $6.95, which is less than a guinea, starting at 5 Wednesday night at Harse Feathers in Orange. Aye, matey. That's super. I love that. Notice the way I said Harse Feathers. Excellent. And here she is, Donna Summer.
Spring was never waiting for us, dear. It ran one step ahead as we followed in the day.
Thank you. flowers gone. Long time passing, where have all the flowers gone? A long, long time ago. Where have all the flowers gone? Young girls pick them, everyone. When will they ever learn? When will they ever learn? Where have all the young girls gone? Long time passing. Where have all the young girls gone? Long time ago. Where have all the young girls gone? Taking husbands, everyone. When will they ever learn? When will they ever learn? Where have all the young men gone? Long time passing. Where have all the young men gone? A long, long time ago.
Johnny Rivers with Pete Seeger's Where Have All the Flowers Gone, and Donna Summer in MacArthur Park from 1340 and 96 Plus. This is Radio Orange. It's 8:30. And at 8:30, it's 3 degrees out there. That's 38 Fahrenheit. An employee at the North Anna Nuclear Power Station in Louisa County turned off a cooling system last Thursday by mistake. VEPCO spokesman Doug Cochran explains.
About 11 a.m. Thursday morning, a station employee inadvertently turned off power to some circuit breakers on systems involving the cooling system. The station operator immediately shut down the station in accordance with normal procedures until the nature of the problem could be determined. Some minor repairs were effected, and the unit returned to service about 6 a.m. on Friday morning.
The Nuclear Regulatory Commission's resident inspector at North Anna, Mike Kidd, points out that the cooling system was for the generating turbines and not the radioactive core of the reactor itself. He says all systems functioned as designed during that incident. The National Transportation Safety Board has decided to go the public hearing route with its investigation of that Southern Crescent crash in Nelson County earlier this month. Board member Francis McAdams says the hearings will be held in Washington sometime during January. He wants to call 14 witnesses to testify. They will include Southern Railway personnel, crew members of the ill-fated Crescent, and passengers who survived the December 3rd crash. An exact time and place for the hearings has not been set. The other route the National Transportation Board could have taken would be by taking depositions from witnesses. Waste from nuclear power was in the Louisa News last night. Barbara Potter filed this report.
The Louisa County Board of Supervisors took action Monday night on Robert Whitlock's ordinance that would keep spent nuclear fuel from other nuclear plants from being stored in Louisa. For example, this would keep VEPCO from storing Surrey's spent fuel at North Anna. They would, however, be able to store North Anna waste. Supervisor Robert Curtis had reservations about this closed-door policy.
I would hate to see the day come, and I think I repeated this earlier, when we get to the place we have more waste fuel here in the county than we can handle in an emergency, and all the surrounding counties say, you can't ship it to us. What are we going to do with it? It's here, and we have no place to store it.
Mr. Curtis added he thought Whitlock's ordinance would move the federal government to finally do something about reprocessing nuclear fuel, and he voted for the ordinance. Mike Maupin, lawyer for VEPCO, objected that a public hearing was not held, as the ordinance passed Monday night differed from the one presented at an earlier public hearing.
In my judgment and in my view, a further public hearing should have been held on this proposed new ordinance that has been adopted just now. This ordinance, of course, could have, if it were upheld, very serious consequences on Virginia Electric and its customers. And it seems, in light of those consequences, that a fair way to proceed would have been to provide the company with a copy of the ordinance and let us then come prepared to comments on it.
Whitlock had dropped the second part of his original ordinance, which had called for a reprocessing plant in Louisa. The first part of the ordinance, however, was the same. This is Barbara Potter for WJMA News.
Hello, Les Myers here. I'm your host each week for a program we call Night Music. Music from Bach and Beethoven through Stravinsky and Shostakovich is explored, and each Wednesday evening you can enjoy the finest in classics here on WJMA Radio. We raise the baton at 8, and for 2 hours we hope we play some of your favorite music. Join us this Wednesday evening at 8 for Night Music, and don't miss our program on Sunday evenings on WJMA FM. On that night, we start at 7.
Now 27 before 9 o'clock. A Charlottesville-bound Trailways bus caught fire in Orange this morning. Radio Orange talked to Phil Glasner, a passenger on that bus.
Right, I think it was the brakes, and I think they were locked or something while I was driving, and then it heated up. It's not completely locked, but slightly, and that's why it was smoking. I mean, it's been smoking, was smoking on the highway for the last half hour. And then he decided to pull over here when it got worse, and I think he wanted just to check out how bad the problem was. And then while we were standing here, it backfired. I mean, there was sort of a really loud bang, like an explosion. I was the first one out because it was really getting smoky in there. I asked him if I could leave, and he said, yeah. And then when I walked out, I heard this very loud bang, and then everybody else poured out of the bus.
The Orange Volunteer Fire Department responded to the blaze. It was extinguished, and nobody was hurt. Mixed sleet and snow likely around here tonight. It'll all change to rain before the sun comes up. A low tonight around 4 degrees below freezing. Occasional rain likely tomorrow, too, with a high temperature somewhere around 40. Occasional rain likely through Thursday morning. A low temperature around 40, a high Thursday around 50. A chance of rain or snow is 60% tonight. It'll increase to 70% by this time tomorrow night. Right now, 3 degrees, 38 Fahrenheit. The relative humidity is 75%. And that's news from Radio Orange. I'm Russ Roberts.
that there's something to learn. It's just a game that you play. Now you're part of a crowd. They're laughing at something. The music's loud. A girl comes towards you you once used to know. You reach out your hand, but you're all alone. And those time passages, I know you're in there, you're just out of sight. Oh, time passages. Buy me last train home tonight.
To New York City, California to Idaho. Let me tell you, girls, plain or pretty, there's something that you gotta love. Once those American boys get near you, they take good care of your heart. Oh, once those American boys get near you, they take good care of your heart. Some are charming and some are witty. Some can look like a movie star. Let me tell you, girls, plain or pretty, remember wherever you are. Once those American boys get near you, take good care of your heart. Oh, once those American boys get near you, take good care of your heart. Right from the start, you can fall in love, it's so easy. So girls, you've gotta be smart. 'Cause once those American boys get near you, take good care of your heart. Ooh, once those American boys get near you, take good care of your heart.
Take good care of your heart.
Oh, yeah.
Thank you.
There's Pat Clark. The story of those American boys on Radio Orange. That song peaked out 10 years ago this month, back in December 68. It was not one of your big, big sellers, but it was popular on the radio, made it to number 49. The All-You-Can-Eat Seafood Special returns Wednesday night at Horse Feathers in Orange. It goes for just $6.95.
I'll have a blue Christmas without you. I'll be so blue just thinking about you. Decorations of red on a green Christmas tree won't be the same, dear, if you're not here with me. And when those blue snowflakes start falling, that's when those blue memories start calling. You'll be doing all right with your Christmas of white, but I'll have a blue, 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 blue Christmas.
Kind of song that makes our fighting men overseas homesick. Men in uniform, like all the guys stationed out there overseas at Fort Ehart's Corner. Cub Scout Pack 405. let me see. Give you two guesses as to who that was singing that song. You're right, that is Cher. I mean, didn't Elvis record that just after he got back from Germany? I don't know. Anyway, it's on his Christmas album. Things like Silent Night and all those traditional ones are on there, too. It's 8:45 at Radio Orange. We'll take a look at sports now. Sports sponsored by Freddy's Funeral Homes and King Hardware, members of the Radio Orange Sports Broadcasters Club. Pro football's assistant coaches are being polled to find out if they want to organize into a labor union. The NFL Players Association is conducting the survey of the more than 200 assistant coaches. The executive director of the Players Union, Ed Garvey, says the assistants need to be organized because when a head coach is ousted, his entire staff often is fired too. The Cincinnati Bengals have rehired head coach Homer Rice for the 1979 NFL season. Terms of the contract weren't announced. When Rice took over the Bengals in mid-season, they were winless. They'd played five games, but they finished the season with a 4-12 record, including victories in their last three games. Now this.
When there's a death in the family, someone has to make the important decisions connected with a funeral service. If these decisions are left to you, call on the Preddy's Funeral Homes of Gordonsville and Orange. Every family's funeral needs differ, but the experienced staff of the Preddy's Funeral Homes know how to provide for the finest funeral service tailored to meet your needs and desires. In Orange, call 672-3611. In Gordonsville, 832-2111.
Are you tired of running all over town trying to find what you're looking for and end up right where you started? King Hardware in the Colonial Square Shopping Center is trying to make sure it doesn't happen to you. No one store, no matter how big, can possibly stock everything, but King Hardware carries lawn and garden needs, plumbing supplies, home maintenance, and automotive needs. Tools, lubricants, and paints, wallpaper, and if King Hardware hasn't got it, they'll order it, or it can't be got. King Hardware is open 7 days a week to serve you. King Hardware, Colonial Square Shopping Center in Orange.
Thought we'd have some scores in for you, but nobody has scored so far. I don't even know if anybody's playing tonight. The coach of the Montreal Canadiens, Scotty Bowman, has been named coach of the National Hockey League All-Stars, who will play the Russians in New York on February. Bowman appointed Claude Rule on his staff at Montreal. The NHL representatives at the Izvestia hockey tournament in Moscow, the Canadian future stars, were walloped by the Russians. Today, the score was 9-3. Three-time NASCAR champ Cale Yarborough heads a list of stock car drivers invited to take part in a 50-mile duel of sheer speed at Florida's Daytona International Speedway in February. Speedway officials say the race, with more than $100,000 up front in prize money, will feature nine drivers who won the pole positions on the 1978 NASCAR circuit. Sports were sponsored by Preddy's Funeral Homes and King Hardware, both members of the Radio Orange Sports Broadcasters Club. Next sports coming up in the 10 o'clock news. Mixed sleet and snow are likely later tonight. It'll all change to rain before morning. Occasional rain likely tomorrow. Expect a high temperature around 42. Occasional rain likely again tomorrow night, ending Thursday with a low around 42 and a high around 55. That chance of rain is 60%. It'll stay that way until tomorrow night, then creep up to 70%. 3 degrees out there still. That's 38 Fahrenheit. The relative humidity is 75%. You hungry? Well, all-you-can-eat seafood buffet starts tomorrow at 5. It goes for $6.95 at Horse Feathers in Orange.
If you've been thinking about an appliance for Christmas, even if you haven't been thinking about an appliance for Christmas, you'll want to know about the closeout appliance sale at Atkins Building Supplies Trevilians. Atkins is selling at cost all remaining Westinghouse refrigerators, ranges, dishwashers, ice makers, and Spacemate washer-dryer combinations. Mike Wyatt or Anthony Davis will show you the invoice that shows their cost, and that's just what you pay. Closeout appliance sale, Atkins Building Supplies Trevilians.
New hours at Willoughby's this week, 9 to 8 through Friday and 9 to 6 on Saturday. Here he is from Under Capricorn. Andy Gibb, and Don't Throw It All Away at 10 before 9.
Maybe I don't want to know the reason why. But lately you don't talk to me. Darling, I can't see me. So far away, and it's losing you. I can't believe to watch you leave and let this feeling die.
You alone,
you alone are the living thing that keeps me alive. And tomorrow,
tomorrow,
if I'm here without your love, you know I can't survive.
Only my love. Don't throw it all away, our love, our love. Don't throw it all away, our love, our love. Don't.
western bay, and it serves 100 ships a day. Lonely sailors pass the time away and talk about their homes. And there's a girl in this harbor town, and she works laying whiskey down. They say, "Brandy, fetch another round." She serves them whiskey and wine. The sailors say, "Brandy, a braided chain made of finest silver from the north of Spain, a locket that bears the name of a man that Brandy loved. He came on a summer's day bringing gifts from far away, but he made it clear he couldn't stay. No harbor was his home. The sailor said, "Brandy, down, Brandy walks through a silent town and loves a man who's not around. She still can hear him say, she hears him say, "Brandy, you're a fine girl. What a good wife you would be.
Such a fine girl.
But my life, my love and my lady is the sea."
Such fine girl. Looking Glass here at Radio Orange. Roasted oysters and clams, steamed shrimp, all you can eat Wednesday night starting at 5 o'clock at Horse Feathers.
Santa's made his list and checked it twice and found that folks in Orange have been so nice to First Virginia Bank this year that they deserve a special celebration. Old-fashioned one, with homemade cookies and coffee and hot cider and Christmas favors for the youngsters and grown-ups, too. This Friday from 9 till 6, Don Word and his staff invite you to stop by First Virginia Bank, Madison Road, Orange, for fun and food and fellowship, and to greet St. Nick between 10 and 3. Merry Christmas to you from the Super Bank.
Santa's sleigh's been found. The contest is over. To the many hundreds of listeners who sent in entries after spending hours with atlases, geography books, and such, to those who just took some wild guesses, in fact, to all of you in the Radio Orange listening area, best wishes from all of our contest sponsors for a Merry, Merry Christmas and a very Happy New Year.
Buck Early of Early's AMC Center, Wade Stephen and Gifford Doerr of Stephen and Doerr Jewelers, Sharon Tuning and Betty Jones of Lacey's Florist. This is Russ Roberts here at Radio Orange. A lot of people used to call Eric Clapton God when he was the leader of Cream back in the 60s, putting out such songs as Layla and After Midnight. Well, Eric's still around with us. He hasn't saved us yet, but he's still putting out a lot of good music. From his album Backless, let's listen to Promises on Radio Orange.
I don't care if you never come home. I don't mind if you just on roving away on a distant sea, 'cause I don't love you and you don't love me. You cause a commotion when you come to town, give them a smile and they melt. Having lovers and friends is all good and fine, but I don't like yours and you don't like mine. Let it be. I don't love you and you don't love me. I got
got a problem. Can you relate? I got a woman calling up pain. I tried to love you for years upon years. You refused to take me for real. It's time you saw what I want you to see, that I still love you at just now. I got a problem, can you relate? I got a woman calling love pain. We made a vow we'd always be friends. How could we know that promises end?
Eric Clapton from 1340 and 96 Plus. We are WJMA AM and FM, Radio Orange. It's 9 o'clock. Still 3 degrees out there, 38 Fahrenheit at 9. Soviet President Brezhnev is reported to view the U.S. recognition of China as a proper relationship for two major powers. President Carter announced today that in a personal message from Brezhnev, the Russian leader also said relations between the United States and China will help the cause of world peace. And Carter says he hopes Brezhnev will meet with him in the United States before the Chinese arrive at the end of January. Soviet Foreign Minister Gromyko says he hopes he and Secretary of State Vance can conclude a SALT treaty when they resume their talks in Geneva on Thursday. In Washington, President Carter said if Vance's meeting with Gromyko goes as planned, he'll again ask Soviet leaders to come to the United States. A consumer group has protested what it sees as a conflict of interest in the Federal Energy Department. The National Consumer Law Center says the department hired a firm closely associated with electric utilities to help prepare guidelines for setting electrical rates. The agency says it needed the advice provided by Stone & Webster Management Consultants, Incorporated. This is news from Radio Orange.
One of the season's nicest customs will be renewed Saturday afternoon at 5 o'clock when the Rotary Club of Orange gathers for the annual Christmas carol sing. There is one thing different this year, that's the location. This year, we'll gather by the Community Memorial Christmas Tree in Spotswood Plaza. Everything else remains the same. Rotary Club of Orange invites you to stop by for a few minutes and join in the singing of the old familiar Christmas carols. Program begins at 5. Usually runs about 20 minutes. And Rotary Club members, remember, this song session takes the place of the regular December 26 meeting, so please make every effort to be on hand. Come sing with Rotary, Saturday afternoon, December 23rd at 5 o'clock, beside the Community Memorial Christmas Tree in Spotswood Plaza in Orange, a new location for an old custom.
3 minutes after 9 o'clock now, Soviet President Brezhnev celebrated his 72nd birthday today. Little fanfare had been expected, but Brezhnev was surprised with a shower of awards, and a government decree cited him for a power in strengthening the economic and defense might of the Soviet Union, and for what was called his tireless work in the struggle for peace. TASS says Brezhnev will receive his third Gold Star Medal and seventh Order of Lenin at a ceremony later today. It's probably been done already. Both are among the country's highest awards. New York City has had its second $1 million robbery in a week. Five bandits this time took at least $1 million from a team of Wells Fargo guards on Staten Island. Last week, you'll remember, five men hit the Lufthansa cargo terminal at Kennedy International Airport. There, they hauled away $5 million. Police say they feel there is no connection between the incidents. Demonstrations have erupted in several Indian cities against the jailing of former Prime Minister Indira Gandhi today. In Bangalore, police use tear gas to disperse protesters, and they report 200 people arrested. Effigies of Prime Minister Desai were burned in Calcutta and Madura. Supporters of Mrs. Gandhi are calling for more demonstrations and work stoppages tomorrow. She was put in jail on an order by the lower house of Parliament for breach of privilege and contempt of Parliament. An explosion and fire in a switching station caused a power blackout today that left the Mayo Clinic without electricity for 30 minutes. Officials at the hospital in Rochester, Minnesota, say the emergency generator began functioning after 30 minutes in the dark, but it was another 90 minutes before the power company restored full power. No deaths or serious injuries were attributed to that blackout. Mixed sleet and snow around here tonight. There's a chance of rain toward morning when it warms up. Occasional rain likely tomorrow with a high temperature around 40. That chance of rain or snow is 60% tonight. It'll be up to 70% by tomorrow night. Right now, 3 degrees, 38 degrees Fahrenheit. The relative humidity is 75%. And that's news from Radio Orange. I'm Russ Roberts.
You don't bring me flowers. You don't sing me love songs.
You hardly talk to me anymore. When I come through the door at the end of the day,
I remember when you couldn't wait to love me. You used to hate to leave me. Now after loving me late at night,
when it's good for you, you're feeling all right.
Well, you just roll over and turn out the light. And you don't bring me flowers anymore.
It used to be so natural. Talk about forever. What used to be's don't count anymore. They just lay on the floor till we sweep them away.
Baby, I remember all the things you taught me.
I learned how to laugh and I learned how to cry.
Well, I learned.
So you think I could learn how to tell you goodbye?
How to tell you goodbye? You don't bring me flowers
anymore. You don't say you need me.
And you don't sing me love songs.
You don't bring me flowers
anymore. Jesus.
There's a couple by Barbara Streisand. The first one along with Neil Diamond. This one, Stony End, from the early 70s. Long about 71, it was. 11 after 9 o'clock here at Radio Orange.
Time is passing by, and before you know it, the holidays will be over. What will you remember? Good food, family reunions, presents? Did you get a new gadget this year? Well, since Christmas hasn't come yet, stop by D. Glenn Clark Electronic Sales and Service and find a present that will be remembered. D. Glenn Clark has RCA TVs, from the Super XL100s and color tracks to the classic black and white models. Visit D. Glenn Clark Electronic Sales and Service, 6 miles from Orange on Route 20 East.
Santa's sleigh's been found, the contest is over. To the many hundreds of listeners who sent in entries after spending hours with atlases, geography books, and such, to those who just took some wild guesses, in fact, to all of you in the Radio Orange listening area, best wishes from all of our contest sponsors for a Merry, Merry Christmas and a very Happy New Year.
Carl Roberts of Virginia National Bank, Jolene Green from Little Fifth Avenue, and Tom Lee at L&W Ford, along with John Faulkner of Orange Hardware. All-you-can-eat seafood buffet starts at 5 o'clock tomorrow at Horse Feathers in Orange. Goes for $6.95. Henry Mancini goes for Christmas now on his very first Christmas album from 12 years ago.
Jingle bells, jingle bells, jingle all the way. Oh, what fun it is to ride in one horse open sleigh. Jingle bells, jingle-ing-a-lingle, jingle all the way. Oh, what fun it is to ride in one horse open sleigh.
Around the coffee and the pumpkin pie, it'll nearly be like a picture print, like Courier and Ice. These wonderful things are the things we remember all through our lives. Just hear the sleigh bells jingling, ring ting tingling too. Come on, it's lovely weather for a sleigh ride together with you. Outside the snow is falling and friends are calling you. Come on, it's lovely weather for a sleigh ride together with you.
Giddy up, giddy up, giddy up, let's go.
Let's look at the show. We're riding in a wonderland of snow.
Giddy up, giddy up, giddy up, it's grand.
Just holding your hand. We're gliding along with the song of a wintry fairyland. Our cheeks are nice and rosy and comfy, cozy are we. We're snuggled up together like birds of a feather would be. Let's take that road before us and sing a chorus or two. Come on, it's lovely weather for a sleigh ride together with you.
Here have Hank Mancini as orchestra and chorus with a medley of two, Sleigh Ride and Jingle Bells, riding along in that sleigh with an alpaca blanket over you and beautiful blonde next to you. Ah, yes. Now 9:15 here at Radio Orange. The Orange County unit of the American Cancer Society has VIP cookbooks available. They make really swell Christmas gifts. The books feature recipes from famous national and state people as well as media representatives, and a number of restaurants in the state and also Washington, D.C. You can get these VIP cookbooks with profits going to the Cancer Society at Grimes, Gregg's, and Ricketts drugstores, Green Stationers, and the Orange County Public Library. The toll on the cookbooks is $5. Here's Cat Stevens.
Everything to you. You say you want to start something new, and it's breaking my heart you're leaving. Maybe I'm grieving, but if you want to leave, take good care. Hope you have a lot of nice things to wear, but then a lot of nice things turn bad out there.
Cat Stevens from Tea for the Tillerman. Such a wild world. Mixed sleet and snow likely later tonight will change to rain by morning. Occasional rain likely tomorrow. The rain will end by Thursday morning. Now right now it's 3 degrees. That's 38 Fahrenheit. The relative humidity is up there at 75% now.
Tell you what, if you've never visited your nearby store of the Orange Madison Co-op, you're in for a big surprise when you do. Because the co-op store is not just for dairymen or cattle ranchers or farmers who raise hogs or horse people. The Orange Madison Co-op store stocks merchandise that every family needs. And if you're trying desperately to think of a good gift for a homeowner, handyman, outdoorsman, woman of the house, or just about anyone, then visit the co-op's nearby store and get acquainted. You'll find Christmas gifts galore, many at discount prices. And whatever you buy will be highly appreciated and probably used for years and years. The Orange Madison Co-op has convenience stores in Orange, Madison, and Gordonsville. And each store backs its sales with outstanding service. This year, make Christmas shopping easy with a trip to the Orange Madison Co-op's nearby store in Orange, Madison, or Gordonsville.
New hours at Willoughby's this week, 9 to 8 through Friday, 9 to 6 on Saturday. And here at Radio Orange at 20 after 9 is Alicia Bridges, loving that nightlife.
Please don't talk about
Ross, Paul Moriart, and Alicia Bridges in a row here at Radio Orange. 9:30, it's WJMA AM and FM.
Santa's sleigh's been found. The contest is over. To the many hundreds of listeners who sent in entries after spending hours with atlases, geography books, and such, to those who just took some wild guesses, in fact, to all of you in the Radio Orange listening area, best wishes from all of our contest sponsors for a Merry, Merry Christmas and a very Happy New Year.
Ben Holgate of American Silk Mills, J.B. Caperton and Bill Yowell of Culpeper Bookstore, and Joe Getz from Western Auto in Madison. The all-you-can-eat seafood special returns Wednesday night at Horse Feathers in Orange. It's just $6.95. Here's Glenn Campbell, his newest one, Can You Fool, on Radio Orange.
You can take all of the money that you made and put it in a jar. Drag out a map that'll show you is heaven very far. You can take all of the medicine that you need till you find out who you are. And maybe you can figure why that woman wanna be so cruel, but you just can't forget her. Can you fool? Winter nights and city lights and the crying of a train. Every day's a shade of gray, every memory's a pain. And you finally use the sense God gave you to come out of the rain. And still you can't figure why that woman wanna be so cruel, but you just can't forget her. Can you fool?
Only human, you've made mistakes too.
I still love you until